This morning, as we turn to God's holy word, I would like to read Psalm 139, and I would like you to keep your copy of the Authorized Version in front of you and follow me in the reading as I take it from the Coverdale edition of the Psalms. Psalm 139, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. O God, thou hast searched me to the quick, and thou hast known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts long before they be. Thou compassest about my path and my journey into all coasts, and thou usest all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but behold, thou, O Lord, knowest it altogether. Thou hast fashioned me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. The knowledge that thou hast of me is marvellous. It is so high that I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee away from thy face? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I lay me down in hell, thou art there also. If I take the wings of the morning and go to dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there also shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, peradventure the darkness shall cover me, and the night shall be day for me, truly the darkness shall not darken anything from thee, and the night shall be as lightsome as the day. Darkness and light to thee are both alike. For thou hast my reins in thy possession, thou didst cover me in my mother's womb. I will confess it unto thee, for that thy doings are to be dreaded. I am made after a marvellous sort. Thy works be marvellous, and that my soul knoweth right well. The substance of my body was not hid from thee, when I was made in secret, and fashioned with distinct members in my mother's womb. Thine eyes did see me when I was most imperfect, and in thy book were written, every day of them wherein the parts of my body were shaped, and no one of them were not known unto thee. How precious be thy cogitations towards me, O God! How greatly be the sum of them increased! I go about to count them, I find that they are more in number than the sand. And yet, while I am waking, I am still with thee. For truly thou wilt slay, O Lord, the wicked man, and the bloodthirsty men to whom I ever say, depart ye from me, who do speak unto thee in guileful manner. Thou art, O God, exalted in vain to thine enemies. Do not I hate them, O God, that hate thee? And am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? Yea, I hate them from the bottom of mine heart, even as though they were mine enemies. Search me to the quick, O Lord, and know thou mine heart. Prove me, and know thou my thoughts. And look well if there be any way of perverseness in me, and lead me in the way of the world. You will have noticed, if you followed carefully in the reading, some of the differences between the older rendering on the Coverdale translation to the more updated rendering in the King James. Coverdale's Bible was produced in 1535, and of course the King James Version came 75 years or a little over 75 years after that. But some words are almost alike. For example, verse 4 and verse 10 are very similar in the King James Version. And there's some outstanding English in Coverdale too, which is worthy of note. For example, in verse 1 and verse 22, he uses a striking expression about being searched to the quick. Then in verse 7, where the King James Version has the word presence, verse 7 in Coverdale has the word face. And then there's the interesting reference to the cogitations of God in Coverdale in verse 17. And then in verse 22, he talks about from the bottom of his heart. All these variations in the English are worthwhile taking note of. They give us a different shade of meaning, a different angle, as it were, and that is to the benefit of the reader. But just surveying the words of Psalm 139, there's a picture here of the attributes of God Almighty. Verse 1 to 6, you have his omniscience. Verse 7 to 12, you have his omnipresence. And verse 13 to 16, you have his omnipotence. From his omniscience, we learn that God knows everything. And if God knows everything, obviously he knows all the details of my life. But more than that, this God who knows everything shows us in the psalm that we can know him. So there's no room for ignorance. There's no room or excuse for unbelief or skepticism. We can know him. A philosopher of a bygone day, Bertrand Russell, says, "If we are certain about anything, then we are wrong. Nothing deserves absolute certainty." How foolish even educated men can be. And some are so proud of their own ignorance. Some are sure of nothing but their own ignorance. However, regardless of what educated men say, the God who knows me tells me that I can know him. And he wants me to know him. And he has given me his dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in order that I might know him. So while I am awed at the fact of God's omniscience, I am also encouraged because he knows my heart, he can meet my need, and I can call upon his name and expect blessing in Jesus Christ. From the omnipresence of God, I learn that I cannot escape him. His watchful and loving eye follows me wherever I go, and wherever he sends me, he will be with me. In the words of an old hymn, "Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go, anywhere he leads me in this world below, anywhere without him, dearest, joys would fade, anywhere with Jesus I am not afraid, anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know, anywhere with Jesus I may safely go." And then finally, from God's omnipotence, we learn that there is nothing that he cannot do. And when I am at my lowest ebb and my weakest point, I can look up to this God to help me and to bless me and to establish me and to set me going. His power is extended to me. The Bible says, "He giveth more grace. He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labours increase. To added affliction, he addeth his mercy. To multiply trials, his multiply peace. His love is no limit. His grace is no measure. His power is no boundary known unto man. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again." May God help us to know him, trust him, love him, talk to him, and find our strength in him this day for the Saviour's sake. Amen.